Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save, and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and as always, it's great to be with you. I'm sure a lot of people listening will feel the same way, but I always find that the start of a new financial year is a pretty good time to take stock of my finances, to check in on my budget, my savings, my investments, just to, just see how things are traveling. So in the spirit of mid-year check-ins, we're going to be doing one of our own today. But rather than checking in on my own finances, which would probably be pretty painful for everyone listening, we're going to be doing something a lot more interesting, which is having a look at how the share market has performed so far this year and how it's shaping up for the rest of 2023. And ready to lend his expertise on the topic, I'm pleased to say that we are joined today by Chief Investment Officer at Tiger Brokers Australia, Brett Reynolds. Brett, welcome to Friends with Money.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
You are very welcome. Brett, I guess first things first, how have, you know, the Australian and international markets performed so far in 2023?
Well, Australia's up 3%. It's really underperformed the US. It's the international shares, the NASDAQ, the tech stocks there that have really performed, but they had a really tough time in 22. Mm. Meta, Amazon, Apple have all really performed well.
You've mentioned a couple of companies there, but I'm interested broadly both in the Australian and the international sense and as to which industries and, you know, other companies have stood out in particular, either for, I guess, how well they performed or, you know, because they've done relatively poor. Aside from the ones that you've mentioned, Brett, are there any others that have stood out?
Well, last year it was the coal stocks. Mm. And they've fallen out of favour now. The coal price has come back down. But that was a huge performer last year. They were just printing cash.
And other energy stocks and the energy sector in general last year as well, I imagine.
Well, now AGL came up with an upgrade the other day. Origin's got a bid on the table for them. So, yeah, that's another sector that looks very interesting.
And how about the retail side of things, Brett? Obviously, you know, the inflation is biting, cost of living is biting. How have companies in that sector kind of held up throughout the year so far?
There's been a few downgrades in that sector, so I think that that's a sector to avoid.
You know, I'm a pretty casual investor myself, but, you know, as a result of that, I'm always interested in what other investors are up to. So can you give us any idea of what the most traded stocks have been on the Tiger Brokers platform so far this year?
Pilbara, lithium stocks, a lot of banks, and they've been trading international shares.
And anything in particular on the international front? Is it the tech stocks that you're talking about, the kind of familiar names that we've come to know over the past couple of years? Or
yeah, they're household names. So you've got your Amazon, Meta, Apple, Microsoft.
A lot of the big ones. It's interesting you talked about Pilbara there. Is that just, you know, as a result of people's, I guess, burgeoning interest in lithium and the knowledge that that's just going to be such a big kind of sector in the future?
Yeah. That people just want to get on to lithium.
I've definitely got a few friends who are interested in that themselves. I guess that's a look back, Brett, but I guess turning our attention towards the future now and bearing in mind that you obviously don't have a crystal ball, how do you think things are going to play out in the markets over the next 6 months or so? And I guess, what are going to be the major factors influencing things, I guess, at a macro level?
I think now people have got used to where the rates are. So people are getting more and more comfortable now. These rates are going to stay in at these levels. Mm. So I think banks will do well. The resources will do well. With rates at these levels, they've just gone back to the long-term average. Mm. You've got to realise as well, the Australian market's probably only 5% off its all-time high.
which is kind of crazy to think about given the volatility that we've had over the past couple of years. Do you expect that volatility to continue though, or
no?
You think we're in for a bit more smooth sailing?
Yeah, you can tell the volatility's really dropped off, so we're going to be a much more stable environment.
Before we let you go, Brett, I'm interested to tap into, I guess, a bit of the wisdom that you've acquired over the years. Do you have any tips or a bit of wisdom for investors that you'd like to leave us with?
Diversification. Have a diverse portfolio. Never have more than 5% in one stock of your portfolio.
And does that extend to looking at things like ETFs, or are you a fan of holding individual companies?
An ETF's fine. It's pretty hard to outperform the index, but retail investors don't really want to outperform the index. They just they want yield, whatever suits their personal needs. But as I said, if I was an investor, I'd always have mostly my portfolio in blue chips.
And for people that don't know, Brett, what do you mean by blue chips, especially in the Australian context?
Larger market cap companies. So your BHPs, your banks, CSL, Telstra.
All the big ones that people are probably relatively familiar with if they haven't bought them already. Brett, I think that's probably a wonderful place to leave things there for today. So thank you so much for joining us. And we'll definitely have to have you back on in another 6 months to see how things actually did pan out in the end.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to Friends with Money, we'd love you to spread the word by recommending it to someone you know. Or you can leave us a glowing review on your podcast platform of choice, if it lets you. And while you're there, hit the subscribe button to make sure that you don't miss out on our future episodes. You can also shoot through any questions, comments, or even topic suggestions you'd love us to explore in the future to our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. And last of all, you can keep up to date with all the latest financial news on our website by heading over to moneymag.com.au. That's it for this episode of the Friends with Money podcast, though, but we'll be right back in your feeds next week. I'm Tom Watson. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.